Introduction. In 2008, I wrote a book titled Memories of a Coal Miner's Son. However, it was not properly published. Then on April of 2018, I went to join 21 other fellow veterans to an honor flight to visit and see the historical memorials in Washington, D.C., which were built in our honor. It only took this five-day experience to get me the inspiration to write again. From the hills and mountains of West Virginia, I was born to a coal miner family during the 1930s and have been fortunate to survive life as a ridge runner. Time waits for no one. The generation I grew up in was something that most younger kids today would never understand. But I am hoping that it would give them some insights to the life of when you have nothing except having your family. Relationships are the basis of any type of liaison. Within the various types of liaisons, the family relationship is the springboard to it all, simply because the very first connection formed is that of the family unit. With the growing Bishop family, I would like to tell the story of my early beginnings. It was about the morals and values from those budding years that I wished Americans would never forget. I had always set high goals for myself. I always believed that things can be achieved through determination and hard work. I did not wait around for someone to bring me a silver platter with gifts on it. I made it through life by trial and error. A lot of us meander through life not truly recognizing what we were meant to accomplish. Rather than coasting through life without placing your finger on how to discover your passion in this world, attempt to pinpoint what that passion is. Here in my memoir, you will get to know a lot of passionate people whom I had the pleasure to meet along in my journey. While several may have already passed away, they will always remain alive in my memories and in this book. My bond with them guided me towards the mission that I was able to conclude in this lifetime, now that I am retired. Having the attitude of never giving up and always looking for the positive in anything will eventually render you capable of acquiring the power of self-belief as the benchmark to all your challenges. Anyone can always rise above their circumstances to a life worth living. It is just a matter of believing in yourself and to let life unfold as you do the things you enjoy. This book is best read from the first chapter onward. I wrote the events as I remembered them from memory. But since it was written as short stories, chapters can also be read as you may choose in the order that interests you.